insights into the Holy Quran.
Indeed, this Quran guides to what is most upright and gives the good news to the faithful who do righteous deeds, that there is a great reward for them.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين ثم الصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وآله الطاهرين. In the name of Allah, the most compassionate, the most merciful. Brothers and sisters, welcome to another episode of the program Insights into the Holy Quran. I am Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi with you, and in this edition of the program, we'll have a look at the contents of Surah Rum, the 30th chapter of the Holy Quran, named The Romans. Brothers and sisters, we have reached the 34th and 35th verses of Surah Rum, wherein the Almighty Allah talks about polytheism more and what consequences it has for the people who are the followers of this kind of belief. So it says,
لِيَكْفُرُوا بِمَا آتَيْنَاهُمْ فَتَمَتَّعُوا فَسَوْفَ تَعْلَمُونَ.
So that they will deny what we have granted them. Then enjoy yourselves, for you are going to know.
أَمْ أَنزَلْنَا عَلَيْهِمْ سُلْطَانًا فَهُوَ يَتَكَلَّمُ بِمَا كَانُوا بِهِ يُشْرِكُونَ.
Or have we sent down to them an authority, and it speaks of what they were associating with him?
As you listen to this verse, the verse says that they may be ungrateful for what we have given them. Take your enjoyment, فَتَمَتَّعُوا فَسَوْفَ تَعْلَمُونَ. Certainly, you will soon know. So, following forwards, we understand that polytheism is a step towards paganism and being unthankful. And returning to polytheism is a kind of being unthankful of divine bounties. So that is why it says, لِيَكْفُرُوا بِمَا آتَيْنَاهُمْ, that they may be ungrateful for what we have given them. So, though the polytheists are addressed in this verse, it is probable that the verse has a very vast concept, and it actually encompasses all those who forget Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala at the time of affluence of bounties and are only busy enjoying them and neglect the endower of the bounties from the Almighty Allah. So, it is evident that the application of the imperative form of the Arabic verb here is for threatening. لِيَكْفُرُوا بِمَا آتَيْنَاهُمْ, that they may be ungrateful. فَتَمَتَّعُوا, so take your enjoyment. But this is a kind of threatening. And in order to condemn this polytheistic group, the next verse comes into play, and in the form of a question asks, أَمْ أَنزَلْنَا عَلَيْهِمْ سُلْطَانًا, or have we sent down any authority upon them? فَهُوَ يَتَكَلَّمُ بِمَا كَانُوا بِهِ يُشْرِكُونَ, such as it speaks of what they associate with him. So, this kind of question is added here as the 35th verse, to be a kind of condemning this kind of belief that have we sent any authority over them. So before we get more into details of these two verses, let us have a break and we'll be back.
أَمْ أَنزَلْنَا عَلَيْهِمْ سُلْطَانًا فَهُوَ
So, dear listeners, as you listen to these two verses in the beginning of this episode, you heard that the second verse in question in this episode started as such. أَمْ أَنزَلْنَا عَلَيْهِمْ سُلْطَانًا. The word أَمْ here is used for the aim of question. And this is a form of question with a negative sense. This is a form of objurgatory question, as so to speak. So following this path and this custom must either be for the sake of the call of nature, or it is the judgment of intellect that the Almighty Allah has given to you. But their conscience and their nature is made manifest at the time of afflictions and difficulties, and it cries for a call of monotheism. So the intellect also says, we must go to the One, we must go to that absolute cause who is the giver of the bounties. So the only thing that remains is the command of Allah that in this verse it has been negated, and the Quran says he has not sent down such a command upon them. أَمْ أَنزَلْنَا عَلَيْهِمْ سُلْطَانًا. So they are not relying on any acceptable principle for their own belief, for their belief in polytheism. And also, the Arabic word sultan is in the sense of something which creates dominion and victory, and here it means a firm and convenient reasoning. And also, the application of the Arabic term يَتَكَلَّمُ فَهُوَ يَتَكَلَّمُ, which means it speaks, is a kind of figurative meaning which is used when a proof is clear. So here it implies that this is an expressive proof that speaks with man. Some commentators have said that the word sultan here probably means an angel with a kind of authority. And in this case, the word speak, فَهُوَ يَتَكَلَّمُ, has its real own, its own meaning. So it means, we have not sent down upon them an angel that speaks of what they associate with him. Thank you, brothers and sisters, for staying with us in this episode as well. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Don't be saddened by what you see, by all the lies and treachery. Life is cruel, but don't worry. In your heart lies the key to unwind all the secrets. This life we see.
Thank you, dear listeners of IRIB English, for listening to us. If you have any question regarding our programs, feel free to email us at EnglishRadio@irib.ir. Until the next program, take care.
Things always worked for me, worry, and when faith begins.